Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produced a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events, the importance of bilingualism, Francophone history and culture in Canada. The programming runs on this station between January and March 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
From Local 107.3 FM in snowy St. John, New Brunswick, I'm Abigail Smith, and this is Work, Smile, Laugh. St. John is often described as Canada's Irish city, its roots deep in British loyalism and Irish immigration. With a population over 70,000, in Canada's only bilingual province, the smallness of the French population here is incredibly obvious. The 2011 census of the city shows a tiny number of French speakers, just over 5,500. This is especially obvious when compared with neighboring city Moncton, which boasts almost half of its population is bilingual and 31% is speaking French as a first language. But in our highly Anglophone industrial city, there is a French community. And at its heart is the Centre Scolaire Communautaire Samuel de Champlain, or, as lovingly referred to by its Anglophone neighbors, Sam de Cham. Named after the father of Acadia, Samuel de Champlain Community Center is large and welcoming, beautifully filled with sunlight and the sound of sneakers squeaking on the gymnasium floors. Sam de Cham is home to a library, a school, a kindergarten, auditorium, dentist, employment resources, art gallery, cultural programming services, and so much more. Housing the Regional Association of the Francophone Community of St. John, Inc., it is a place committed to, as they say, seeing the empowerment of the French-speaking community and being the catalyst of cultural harmony. Located beside a huge, beautiful sunroof on the second floor, is the radio station, which holds my ambassador to give me my initial tour, fellow radiophile Etienne.
Okay. Oh, you cut it?
Yeah, I'm used to editing out my mistakes. Yeah, you can go ahead and introduce yourself and the station.
Okay. I'm Etienne de Vaubaumont. I'm from Quebec, newly in St. John since a year and a half. I'm DJ and producer at CHQC 105.7, the French station in St. John.
Very DJ. Can you talk a little bit about the community center where the station is?
Yes. The community center is linked to the French school, French high school, which, like, we got our own medical center, we got our own dentist, the kindergartens here too, and we got the French radio in the community center, which is pretty cool because we can interact with the kids at the high school, so we can use voice for the with the kids who are learning French. Like, they're speaking English sometimes, which is normal. Mm-hmm. We're living in a majority of English speaker city. It's just great because it's all in the same area, so French people mostly come here and hang out here. I'm not saying that they're not hanging out at English speaking places,
yeah,
but like mostly everything useful is around the corner. So people just can come at the community center, which is called Samuel de Champlain. And yeah, we can just all hang out here, work, smile, laugh, everything.
What do you think it means to be in such an Anglophone city? Everything being here, it seems very insular. Yeah. Does it feel like a different city from St. John or...
No, because we got the other English high school on the other side of the football field. And English speakers are really good with French people in general. Like, I know there's some controversy with English speakers, like, kind of hating on French people. But I haven't felt that way since I'm here. Like, they're really helping us. We're working together. It's just like, we're... Because French people, if you want to live in St. John, you have to speak English. So we're always finding middle ground or something like that. We're always trying to work together. We're always trying to, even with the station, like our station has been working with the 107.3, sorry, Brian. and like we've all been trying to work together to make like a great result in the community in general. So we're just trying to work together.
Yeah, this is an amazing place. I can't believe walking in here for the first time, just the like how beautiful it is and how huge and that there is so many, there's just everything that you would need here.
Yeah, well, we're linked to the high school, so you have to have a great environment for the kids too. So that's a good place to be. Like, people know everybody here. So It's such a small community, the French one, that everybody knows everybody. I think it's 5% French people in St. John, something like that. So we're all trying to work together to make our place without just putting other people out of their places.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, it being such a small population of French here. You talked a little bit earlier about your partnership with the other French stations in New Brunswick.
Yeah, we've made a partnership with CGPN in Fredericton and CKMA at Miramichi, which are two pretty huge community French radio in their city, and we've just linked them all. So we got a morning show, we got a lunch show, we got a back from work show, which we didn't have before. Before it was a morning show and that's it. Maybe you're back from work. But now we got a great schedule. We got great music. Before it was 100% French. And we've added like maybe 10 to 20% English to get our bilingual listener. Mm-hmm. Which is working really well. The partnership is a really good idea. We got great people working on it. Everybody's liking it. Mm-hmm. And it's just... Everything's working. So we're working with the ads, we're working with the show, we're working with everything around the station. It's like one huge station with different ads for the city and just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds actually really, really welcoming to have like a pan New Brunswick community.
It's the first in New Brunswick, I think, ever.
That's amazing.
The French one. Yeah. I'm not sure about English, but the French one, yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like that is this partnership has a lot more connectivity than the parallels that I've seen in Anglophone partnerships.
Well, we have to because we're sharing the same show. Mm-hmm. So if there's something wrong in the morning, we have to be connected with each other because we're working to go like a little bit further than just staying here, playing music and just having one or two sponsor. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying always to work harder and harder to make our place. And I think we can pretty much say we're doing a good job because on the market right now, we're definitely rising up.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Do you have any projections or things that you'd like to see the St. John station achieve?
It's really hard to say because we're still waiting on to know what will happen to us this summer, what will happen. You know, it's a radio. It's never like we never know what's going to happen in the next month. Mm-hmm. But we're really trying to be a good competition to the private station. So that could be good. We must never forget that we're a community radio, so we're serving the community. So we're trying to do just a good balance between the how could I say, between the public, between the listener, and between money. So we're trying to make money. We're still trying to make money, but we're trying to still represent the community that helps us being what we are today.
Yeah, that's... this is actually really inspiring, like, being here, frankly. Like, it's just, it's so sweet. You guys seem to be doing an amazing
job. Thank you.
Do you feel like, coming from Quebec mm-hmm. to New Brunswick, as a Francophone, do you what really stuck out to you about that change?
Oh, it's mostly the English. I had to do, like, a transition between English and French, because I was in Quebec City, which is 99% French, not even French, Quebecer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different, even French and just French in Quebec. So I have to come here with the Acadian, who has a different kind of French too, mm-hmm. which is mixed a little bit with English. And lucky me, I've been learning English since I'm 9 or 10. So the change wasn't that hard, but I could see someone coming from Quebec City with not a lot of, like, English experience coming here and finding it hard to live in general.
But do you, this community center and school being what it is, do you feel that if someone was 100% Francophone and they mm-hmm. came to St. John, they would find a place
yes.
here to be able to
oh, yeah.
get everything they need?
They would come here first because
yeah.
it's one of the main French places. I know that in the valley, there's a lot of French people living there. There's a new school, new kindergarten too. So people live there. But in general, for work, for everything in life, that's the place to be in St. John if you're French. The community center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the awards that you got is won in 2015?
Yeah, we got the... how is it called? ARC, which is the French community radio all across Canada. We won Best Journalist with Samuel Rodrigue, which is not with us anymore, but still working really hard to do the like journalist stuff, mm-hmm. journalist work. And we won Best Auto Promo, which in English is ad for the station.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're doing an ad to tell people, you're listening to CHQC, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And we made something really funny about him swearing and just saying, I'm so that tired of... I'm trying to auto-censor myself. I'm so tired of listening to ads, always the same kind of ads. So he kind of put a twist in it
mm-hmm.
of saying, we need those because of the community. If you want us to represent you, we need some money. So that's why we're doing some ads. So it was like just a funny twist. And we won the award for that in the French community radio all across Canada.
That's amazing. It was a good year, 2015.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do you need anything else? Like good English or something like
that? No. Your English is great. No, I mean it. Your English was totally acceptable.
Okay. Like, do you think?
I would tell you if I thought something was lost in translation.
If you are a Francophone newcomer to the St. John area or just want to check out the programs and events going on through the Centre Scolaire Communautaire Samuel de Champlain, you can find them at 67 Ragged Point, St. John, New Brunswick, or call them at 506-658-4600.
Je veux pas rien que te voir en été, parce que l'hiver il fait trop frais. Dehors, ça tombe fort.
After our chat, I wandered through the center. In the art gallery, Salon Irene Grant Garrett, there is a constant rotation of installations. A young boy reads in the quiet space, away from the bustling parts of the center. There is an appropriate installation for my first visit. Always drawing from New Brunswick artists, the Salon is showcasing Moncton photographer Frederick Geyer with his Bay of Fundy and Quebec-themed installation Through the Looking Glass. The pieces are black and white photographs on large pieces of brushed aluminum, reflective images of a ferry through the fog, the shiny floor of a New Brunswick amusement park, the Bay of Fundy through a pane of glass. He describes his work as a reflection of how everything is tied together, expressing that while separate, we are the same. In a city where the separation of French and English can feel impossible, Geyer's ethos and the whole community center show how connected we truly always are. I felt lucky to be welcomed to the center and to see the gorgeous radio station that has achieved so much connectivity in St. John and beyond. Etienne messaged me after my visit and said, "To survive, French people cannot isolate themselves from English here. We need to learn from each other and live with each other. It's not abandoning French. It's embracing our neighbors." As we walk out together, I asked him to translate the phrases painted on the concave well of the skylight above our heads. It is brightly painted and reads, "The more people help each other, the more the community will prosper and live." And my favorite of the two, "The smallest and the largest are working hand in hand to build the world they dream of."
Ça s'était déjà fait au cinéma, mais dans la vraie vie, je ne pense pas. Mais je sais que c'est bien toi, entre chien et loup, parmi nous. Jamais t'es aussi sûr de moi. Un instant paranormal, ton corps froid sous les étoiles.
As you might have noticed from my accent, I'm an Anglophone. I have frequently and sadly seen the province and the city slip into something like a language rivalry, the cost of which is high and almost always rooted in education. Anglophone children are required to take core French in St. John, but the deficiencies of the program can be dramatic and often teach the same content year after year. French exposure can start to seem unnecessary to the learner, and they don't engage with the importance of French. Many go unprepared for that importance in the rest of the province and country, and participating in French culture becomes impossible to the point of the erasure of it. Much of St. John exists in a unilingual bubble that is unrealistic and hurtful to both French and English communities. The French community is vocal and vibrant, with organizations reminding St. John that they are there, selling out screenings of French language films, and partnering with English radio stations to strengthen each other's bonds. And yet, it is still difficult to receive services in French. Something as simple as going to a restaurant can be alienating, and you might even have to endure an extra wait time at the hospital to receive care in your language. We are proud of the number of foreign students that come to the St. John campus of the University of New Brunswick and must recognize that French-speaking people are encouraged to move here and told that the province will support them. The province of New Brunswick has expressed the need to attract Francophone immigration, and at the moment the focus is in initiatives in Moncton and Northern New Brunswick where there are more resources available. So what can we do now? Involving children in French programming, initiatives in community radio of bridging the French-English media gap, awareness of Francophone events in the city. There are resources here to improve one's French, and even something as small as saying allô bonjour to a French speaker can be appreciated. It is the duty and the delight of community radio stations to be able to achieve greatness in our areas, so that we might work, smile, and laugh together, and hand in hand, build the world that we dream of. On behalf of myself, Local 107.3 FM, and Rendezvous de la Francophonie, thank you for listening.
J'ai vendu mon char parce qu'il allait pas passer.
For more information on the Rendezvous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.